How does the university address those concerns, and what are the big issues facing not only the flagship campus here in Amherst, but the entire higher education system? For some answers to those questions, we're joined now here live in Amherst by the Public Higher Education Commissioner for the state, Richard Freeland. Thank you very much for coming to our studio, so to speak, in the campus center, in the heart of the campus here at UMass Amherst.
Great to be here, and it's always a pleasure to be in Amherst.
Let me ask you, first of all, can we talk about the cost? The students we just heard from a moment ago, the faculty complained that UMass is making up for state budget cuts by pumping up fees which are now several times more than the cost of tuition itself. Is Massachusetts making public higher education unaffordable for its young people?
Massachusetts, like other states around the country, is definitely increasing the cost of higher education to our young people, and it's a very serious concern. The state, we understand in higher education that the state is confronted with very difficult choices and there is not enough money to go around, but it is also just a fact that there has been a cost shift to students in quite a dramatic way over recent years here and in other states as well.
Tuition may only be about $1,700 for an in-state student, but fees and room and board run the total to more than $20,000. Mm-hmm. UMass Amherst is one of the most expensive public universities in the nation. Do you fear that it won't be able to compete with other state schools and that it might drive away students?
I fear that the kind of young people that we want to be sure get a quality education at UMass Amherst, throughout the UMass system, at our state universities and our community colleges, are going to find it increasingly difficult to cover the costs. And one of the things we see, Bob, and I think this is so important, is that in Massachusetts, the likelihood of a low-income student with very strong academic scores of going to college is nowhere near as high as the likelihood of an upper-income student with modest academic scores. We are at risk of leaving our smart but financially needy students behind in this equation.
Is that part of what you meant when you said a couple of weeks ago that the state is mortgaging its future with budget cuts to higher education?
That is part of what I meant. But I was talking, I want to be clear that I think the real issue here, Bob, focused as we are on the immediate situation, it's a long-term failure of Massachusetts going back many years to recognize the importance of public higher education. This is not a this-year issue. This is not a 2000 issue. This is a many-year issue where the state, because of our great private institutions here, has simply never understood that having a first-class public system is important. And my message last week was, it's time for us to change our view about that. These public institutions are now educating two-thirds of the young people who come out of our high schools and go to college in this state. That is where our workforce of the future is coming from. If we don't invest in public higher education, we're not going to have the people we need to drive this economy and keep this state strong.
It's pretty dramatic when you say that the state hasn't done enough to invest in public higher education. And I want to ask you a political question. Is it difficult to win support for public higher education up on Beacon Hill when so many of the lawmakers up there did not graduate from out of the UMass Amherst system, so they have no loyalty to the UMass Amherst system? A lot of them are graduates of the degrees of have degrees from the private higher education institutions that dot the city of Boston and the environs there.
That has historically been a great challenge for public higher education and for UMass. I remember when I started in the early 1970s, there was one graduate of the UMass system in all the legislature. That has changed.
So how do you get those folks, those lawmakers, to change that attitude?
What I find talking to legislators is that they understand that there's an issue here. They understand that Massachusetts is on an unsustainable course about public higher education. They realize that we need to shift and invest in these institutions. But we have gotten into patterns of funding and patterns of distribution of resources and allocations of the state budget, which make it very difficult to shift.
Lastly, do you think the people of Massachusetts care enough about the state of public higher education here?
My honest answer to that is I think the people of Massachusetts still have a tendency to think because we have Harvard and MIT and all these great private institutions, we are a national education leader. That is my message as Commissioner of Higher Education. That may have been true 50 years ago. It's not true today. We need the public sector.
Okay, but how do you change the public attitude or the public perception?
We have a major project underway called the Vision Project, which is designed to do exactly that. We are saying If we want better public support, we need to articulate aspirations of excellence. We need to hold ourselves accountable for achieving those aspirations. We need to show the public why it's important for us to be here and that we're ready to hold ourselves accountable for being first rate.
Richard Freeland, Commissioner of Public Higher Education in Massachusetts, thank you so much for coming out to UMass Amherst today and speaking with us here in the Campus Center.
Thank you, Bob.